This week on the Minor Nation Report, let's commence on the pitch. Boys soccer was working overtime last week. First on Wednesday out in Morgan, the Trojans jumped out to a 2-0 lead at the half, only to see Park City rally back furiously in the second half with three goals. And after two overtimes, the Region 10 match ended in a tie, 3-3. On Wednesday out on Dozier Field, Park City hosted Juan Diego, whom they beat earlier in the spring 2-1. But again, it took double overtime to settle it, and the Soaring Eagles scored to win 2-1. This was a huge game as the Juan Diego took the Region 10 title from the Miners with the victory. Garrett McGee had the lone goal for Park City. But look for the boys to make a great run at state title, which gets underway on Thursday at Park City at 4 o'clock when they host the number 3 team from Region 12. That's either going to be North Stampede or Carbon. There's some tiebreaker that's got to be determined to see who will be traveling to Park City to take on the Miners on Thursday. A win and they'll advance into the second round, which will take place Saturday, location time to be determined. Girls softball still looking for their first win, did score their first run in region. However, it was in a 20-1 loss against the number one ranked Uinta Utes. Small steps will lead to bigger and better things for this young team, who is always working hard. This week is quite busy in the Miners softball field with home games scheduled for Monday against West, Tuesday against Juan Diego, then ALA on Thursday, and they'll wrap it up with a game against Morgan on Friday. All games set to start at 3 o'clock p.m. In lacrosse, the boys suffered a tough loss at home against Harriman 14-10. After they fell behind 6-2 at the half, they were never able to catch up. However, they did play them even in the second half. Chase Christensen, Colton Atkinson, Carson Dekanich, and Chad Merrick and Ryan Smith, they led the goal scorers. This week, the Miners will host Judge on Wednesday on Dozier at 6 o'clock. That is senior night for the boys. Come on out. They'll introduce them and honor them prior to the 6 o'clock contest. Girls lacrosse continues to roll. They are now 10-0 and ranked number 1. Last week, the girls beat Olympus on the road 14-8. Daniel Lesher, McKenna Tixon, Hannah Hyatt, Marina Mayo, Jenny Gordon, Ellie Falk, all getting on the scoreboard. Then they traveled up to the Cache Valley and beat the Mustangs 17-3 at the end of the week. This week, the girls continue the assault on Dozier Field with games on Tuesday against Skyline at 6:45. Then a huge game on Friday night versus their rival Brighton. That game also starts at 6:45. That game is the girls' senior night, and they're going to get honored before the game, so be sure to get out there early. And boys baseball, they had just one game last week when they hosted 4A Skyline. Not the very hospitable host as they thumped the guests 10-5. Chandler Anderson got the win on the bump with some help from a solid effort by Maverick Berglund. The boys are now 16-5 overall, 5-3 in Region 10, and will be getting after Union this week with a doubleheader there on Tuesday, back at home on the Miners field on Friday with first pitch set at 3 o'clock. So that'll put you up to speed in the Minor Nation. The report is brought to you by the UPS Stores, Elliott Work Group, Park City High School Booster Club, and Rich Fine Realtor. I'm Scott Chester. Be sure, like the Park City Minor Nation Facebook page. We're up to 800 likes. Are you one of them? And hey, this has been this week's Minor Nation Report.